You know, when ECOWAS decided to lift the sanctions against Niger, Niger accepted to reopen his borders with Nigeria, but refused to reopen his border with Benin. And we all know that the port of Cotonou, part of its activities is related to the transportation of goods from the port to Niger. So the fact that Niger refused to reopen his border with Benin was a kind of sanction against Niger, in the sense that they didn't want Niger to continue to have activities in his port. So now that they decided to start using Benin for the exportation of their oil, Benin also remember that few weeks before, Niger refused to give them that possibility of exporting to Niger, so that they are retaliating. And the president of Benin, in an interview, made it clear that it was a kind of retaliation.
So who does this seek to benefit the most? And wouldn't any further action violate ECOWAS protocols if this escalates?
Yeah, all of them are in violation of ECOWAS protocol. As soon as the sanction was lifted against Niger, Niger was really supposed to reopen his border and to accept goods coming from the port of Cotonou. Benin also signed agreement to allow Niger to export its oil through its own territory. That contract needs also to be respected. But here, the problem is Benin needs money from the transportation of goods to Niger. Niger needs money for selling its oil. So I think the only option that they have is to reach an agreement for each of them getting a kind of benefit.
So as you said, ECOWAS lifted sanctions against Niger because of the overthrow of President Bazoum. What did ECOWAS get back in return after lifting the sanctions against Niger?
So far, nothing. And I think the lifting of the sanction was just a kind of push for Niger, Burkina Faso and Mali to reconsider their decision of leaving the organization. So I think for that one, it's another cycle of conversation and discussion. You heard that the new Senegalese prime minister has decided to organize a tour in the three countries to discuss with the leaders so that they can reconsider coming back to ECOWAS. And I know there are many other actors who are trying also to do their best to convince the leader of the three countries. But so far, ECOWAS has not gained anything